Last week, California Democratic Representative Henry Waxman was able, despite strong Republican opposition, to get an energy and climate bill through the House Energy and Commerce Committee that he chairs. But instead of elation by environmental groups, pleased to see the bill get through the first of several committees in the House, there is in fact a lot of disappointment. Kurt Davies is research director for Greenpeace USA based in Washington. Last week, the group said on its website that the bill had been taken prey to political infighting and industry pressure and cannot support it in its current state.
Well, the problem is that global warming is a very tough thing to fix, and it involves all sectors of our society and involves the way we get energy and the way we use energy. And so it's a tough thing politically to get through any committee or the Congress of the United States. We have an amazing opportunity right now with the Democrats in control, with Obama in the White House having made pledges on this. We also have an enormous year in front of us. 2009 turns out to be a very big year politically, internationally, for climate policy, for the Global Warming Treaty. So the obligation of the United States to get going and get good policy underway that is credible worldwide is what's before us. The numbers in the idea of the bill is great. You know, we will cap emissions of global warming pollution across the United States and slowly reduce that. So the concept, the umbrella concept, is brilliant. It's what we've been calling for decades and really strongly in recent years. The problem is the numbers and the targets and how you get that done. And what's happened on the way to the finish line here through the committee is that they've been forced to basically kowtow to the polluting industries. And in order to get votes from Democrats from coal-dependent states, to put a very basic picture around it, they had to give away a lot of stuff. And that means the structure of the bill now allows for polluters, instead of paying, to get free rights to pollute for a number of years. And essentially, they're allocated those rights. So that's not okay with us. And in fact, the rest of the world is responding lukewarmly to the proposal. And again, that plays into the international negotiations. When the United States, when the Obama team goes to these global warming treaty negotiations, they have to stand up with these numbers and say, this is what's on offer from the United States. And the rest of the world very well might just say that's not enough.